Well, this morning we have a guest joining us on our program that folks will probably remember. We don't want to make her sound too old. It hasn't been that long ago, but back then when she was running high school track and field for Atlantic, she was known as Jenny Runchy, and now she's Jen Borjan. And no matter what they call her, they're going to call her an Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union Hall of Famer this weekend at the State Track and Field Championships. Jen, how are you this morning?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. It's been a while since we've had a chance to visit a little bit. Do you still think back about those days running track and field back in the 90s with Atlantic?
Oh, I sure do, especially this time of year.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I could not be more excited about this weekend to go back. It's been years and years since I've been to the state track meet, so this is a really special year to be back.
Yeah. Do you keep in touch at all with any of your old teammates?
Oh, occasionally, you know, Facebook certainly helps that. I'm sorry to say a lot of it's just over social media, but it's, you know, it helps me keep track of where everybody is and what they're up to. So, yeah, I sure do.
Yeah, well, we all live busy lives. Before we talk about the past, let's talk about the present. Now, you are where are you at? Where are you located right now?
So now I'm in Norwalk, which is just outside of Des Moines.
Sure. And a family?
Yep, family. I'm married, two kids. 12 and 7, two dogs. We're running from sport to sport every week. These little ones are in, you name it, soccer, basketball, baseball. Maya's starting cross country, so we're busy.
So now you appreciate what your folks did for you all those years.
Sure, exactly right, yeah.
Do you have some little track stars coming?
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, we start everything so young, but track and cross country are a couple that they still don't start that until junior high. So we've finally got Maya signed up for cross country starting next year. She'll be in seventh grade. So I'm pretty excited. I did volleyball. I never did cross country. So I'm pretty excited to be a part of that.
Yeah, well, very good.
Well,
it's always fun to see the next generation and see what exactly that they kind of tie themselves into. You know, you never know what the kids are going to want to do. And while you have a lot of information and ability to impart on them, too, you kind of also want to let them do whatever they like.
Yep, I've learned that. It's not what I want to do. It's what they want to do. So
yeah.
That's for sure.
All right. Well, that's enough about the family. Let's talk about you. You had a pretty good run there back in the early to mid-90s, from 1993 to 95. Had some great opportunities to not only run at the State Track and Field Championships, but you had some great opportunities to run with some great other athletes at that time, too, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. I sure did, yeah.
The state championships were always a fun time. It seemed like Atlantic was always right there as a team each and every year. Did it make it a lot more enjoyable for you to know that you had teammates that were also competing side by side at the state championships?
It did. I mean, it's funny you bring that up because that's definitely one of the things that sticks with me when I think about our high school track is, you know, so many people think about it as an individual sport, but you know, Coach Henderson made it a team sport, and it was always very clear that's how he thought about it. And so we cared, you know, what our points were in the meet. We cared when our teammates were running. You know, we knew where we stood at the conference meet, state meet. So he always really made that important, and I love that. I don't see that all the time anymore.
Yeah, because, you know, Coach Henderson, Coach Olson, Coach Jenkins, you know, they weren't very intense or anything.
They were all so fantastic. We are so lucky. Coach Henderson just built a phenomenal legacy there. And it's just, I was looking back through their record books. I was on the website of the Athletic Union, and, you know, they've got some really good stuff posted out there, and just kind of looking through old records and the counts of how many girls from Atlantic had won different events, how many team titles we've had, and his name and our team and our town. I mean, we're just all over, and it was so cool to go back and remember. Yeah, we have a really good legacy. It was pretty awesome to see.
Yeah, well, and really helped to build what Atlantic was able to accomplish a few years later, too. You guys were constantly close and built that team atmosphere and that kind of competitive effort there. And then later on, of course, Coach went on to win 4 straight state championships and 7 overall. But you guys were kind of the foundation.
Well, So, I mean, I think there were some other athletes that came in right behind me that certainly had something to do with that. I mean, just some phenomenal girls. I think about, like, Tiff Pedersen was, you know, just a few years behind me, and, you know, just other girls that in that era, just outstanding. They just kept it going. Absolutely.
Well, I was looking at some of the numbers here, too. The 400 hurdles was certainly a special of yours. Three straight state championships in 93, 94, 95. The 100-meter hurdle championships in 94 and 95. And you helped the shuttle hurdle team win in 94. I was trying to remember back, too. And you correct me if my memory is faulty, but wasn't your 400-meter hurdles championship one of the first that Coach Henderson was able to coach?
For that race?
Yeah. Well, just, I think, were you his first state champion?
My goodness. I don't know. We'd have to ask him that. It's possible. I know we kind of hold a special place in each other's hearts. I don't remember if that's why, but it may very well be. I'll have to ask him when I see him this weekend.
Yeah, it just seemed to me that there was a lot of excitement then because he had athletes who were close, so close, and just couldn't quite get over that hump, but was so overjoyed when you were able to pull down that gold medal.
Yeah, you may be right. I admit, you said it first thing in this interview, it's been a number of years, so I have to go back and refresh myself, but I think you may be right there.
Well, and it's hard to believe, too. And I remember sitting out there getting a nice tan back in those days, too, on those metal bleachers. But 1993 to 95, boy, it just seems like such a long time ago when you look at the raw numbers. But it doesn't seem like that when you think back to the fun that you had.
Yeah, very true. There's a lot of memories that are very, very fresh in my mind. And I've definitely got some favorites that feel like it was yesterday.
Yeah. Any favorite memories for you? Anything that really jumps out when you think about those years?
There's an easy one for me. It's the shuttle hurdle relay that we won at state my junior year. My sister was on that relay team, and we actually took that same team to state the year before, and we were the favorites, and we got disqualified because somebody left a zone early. And it was just so devastating to all of us. We went back and took that same team back the next year in 94, and we were going to win that race. And so it was just such a special thing, just to be on that team with my sister. All she wanted out of her high school career was a state championship in some sport, and we got it. You know, she had been so close in basketball. So that being on that team together was just really special, and I'll never forget it. It was a ton of fun.
Yeah, it's always fun when you get to help others reach their goals as well, and especially when it's a relative like that,
and
a sister.
Family too.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, exactly. Exactly. We're thinking the same thing.
Yeah, and speaking of family, of course, your sister was what, 1 year older?
Right.
1 year older. Okay, Angie, we're talking about, and of course your folks too. A lot of folks around here were good friends with your folks, and there was so much assistance that goes on. You can't become an elite athlete without having all that family support and assistance, and they were there all the time.
Oh, they were right there all the way through, and even my grandparents too. You know, they'll be coming this weekend for the ceremony at State Track. My grandpa's 96, and he's going to be there, and they were at every single meet, high school and college, and you know, they believed in me, coach believed in me. It was you can't do it alone. It's like just the mental toughness that it takes to run at that level, you need that support network.
Yeah, you sure do. Well, God bless them. Yeah, God bless them for stopping
absolutely.
Down this weekend. Hey, Jenny, tell me, how did they notify you? How were you made aware that you were going to get this honor this weekend?
I got a call from somebody. Apparently, they had a little bit of trouble tracking me down because I got a message from Amy Jenkins, you might remember, in my grade at Atlantic. Coach Jenkins' daughter. She found me, gave my number to Coach Jenkins. I think he got it over to the guys at the IGHQ, and they called me just completely out of the blue at work. I picked up the phone, no idea who was on the other end of the line, and he told me. And it was just such a shock. I walked into the meeting all flustered and kind of told everybody what had just happened. And it's a even the start of it right then, it was a very cool moment and just kind of the start of it. And it's been really fun. And, you know, just the kudos I get from people who are in kind of the track scene and get the importance of it, and others who don't, they're just like, oh, that sounds kind of cool. You know, it's been a really fun ride over the last couple of months.
Well, and it's nice to know that not only did people appreciate the efforts at the time, but also that you made enough of a mark that folks are still thinking about you here these years later.
Yeah, absolutely agree. And it's such an honor. And I think that I was talking to Coach Henderson one night, and he made some comment like, I don't know what the hell it took him so long. And I just had to laugh. Like, no, don't do that. Don't tolerate. It's a great thing. It doesn't matter if it took him 25 years. Like, it's just the best thing ever. So that was pretty funny. That's just like him. That's just how I remember him.
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier about all the help and the fun you had and the type of coaches that you had back then, and it goes to show a lot of the effort that was put in by the coaching staff when you see, because you're not the first Atlantic athlete to go into the Girls Track and Field Hall of Fame. So we are, and we'll probably see more down the road as well. So yeah, you guys are getting a pretty good team put together just in that in that venue.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, well, very good.
That'd
be
great to see it continue.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, that's coming up again. That'll be this Saturday. What time is that, Jen?
The ceremony's at 1:35, I think.
All right. Very good. So for folks who would like to enjoy that a little bit, she's not that tough to find. She's right there in Norwalk, and she'll be at Drake Stadium this Saturday. Thanks again, and congratulations, Jen Borjan. Now, we knew her as Jenny Runchy, but she's Jen Borjan now, and she's enjoying life and having fun and getting a chance to be honored by the Girls High School Athletic Union in their Track and Field Hall of Fame here this weekend. Jen, again, thanks for your time, and best of luck to you.
Thank you so much for having me.